welcome to a new episode of Fusecast. I'm here again with Brandon from Counterparts.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, we talked nearly exactly last year.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So it's like our first year anniversary.
Exactly. It's a yearly thing. It'll be like a birthday now. Just every December, we'll do something.
So. Yeah, cool. So last year, we talked about your favorite records, 2016.
Yep.
You mentioned the 1975,
yeah,
Post Malone, and Knocked Loose.
Yep, for sure.
How do you feel about these records this year?
I still love them. Like, I still stand by what I said. I mean, like, when we talked a year ago, and like, I still find that I listen to a lot of those records even a year later and stuff like that. Like, you know, especially 1975, they're my favorite band. So I'm always listening to them. Yeah, you know, it was cool. Like, I remember, like, when the Post Malone record came out, we were all really stoked and we were all excited about his first release and stuff like that. And I think it's weird. I think he was supposed to have a new record out today or yesterday or something, but something happened and he's like, hey, I can't put it out yet. It's going to be another couple of months or something like that. But yeah, you know, it's a great record. It's really cool seeing him, like, you know, because I think at that time we had friends that were... you know, that we're seeing him in venues like similar to the kind that we play. You know what I mean? Like, you know, on a bigger tour, if we do like a 1,000, 2,000 cap venue. And I think he was sort of doing that thing. And then, like, since then, obviously, he's like blown up. He's like massive now and, you know, like platinum and all this stuff. And it's really cool. And I mean, same with Knocked Loose. You know what I mean? Like, when the record came out, we were obviously really close to those guys. We've been friends with them for a while. And it's really cool seeing... you know, seeing the progression in the band and how they went from, you know, they seeming not that they came out of nowhere, but they kind of popped up and their popularity has definitely like spiked, you know, within the last year, and they're doing really, really well too. And it's cool. Yeah. It's all three great records for sure. Yeah. I still jam them. So clearly they hold up for sure.
I'm still thankful for Post Malone. I love it. I love the record.
Yeah.
And,
it's so
the guy.
Good. Yeah. He's, and it's funny, like, the worlds are kind of connected in like a weird way, because I think when he was younger, he was playing in bands and stuff like that. And, you know, there's like the videos of him doing,
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Like Rage Against the Machine. And there's like videos of him when he was in high school, I think, like playing guitar in a band that was covering like Attack or something like that. So he obviously knows this world a lot. You know what I mean? Like, none of us have met him, but we have like friends of friends, like Knocked Loose, hung out with him. You know, he was like talking to like Sworn In on Warped Tour and stuff like that. And, you know, and it's weird, like, you know, there's like degrees of separation there, but it like, I think now with social media and stuff like that, like, it's kind of getting smaller, if that makes sense. Like, you know, we could tweet at Post Malone and he could see it and be like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? And like, it happens, you know, like we just talked to some bands on the internet and then you kind of hit it off and you're like, yeah, we're not really from the same world, but who cares? You know, we can still be friends and stuff. So, yeah, and it's funny, like, both those bands, like, I mean, the Knocked Loose record and the Post Malone record, like, I think a month ago I saw they were hanging out together, like, at a Post Malone show. He was, like, chilling with, like, Brian and stuff like that. So it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
The worlds are, they're melding together now. It's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm. What happened to you in the whole year 2017?
When we spoke last, we were on that tour with Expire and Landscapes and Knocked Loose. And so we went home from that. We were home for Christmas and then we immediately went to Australia. We did a tour with Every Time I Die and Let Live in Australia. It was like incredible. The tour was crazy. They treated us way too well. Like, it's like celebrity treatment. It was crazy. So we did that, and then right after that, we flew to Japan and we did like Expire's final Japan tour. We did that with them. So that it was really cool to see those guys off. And, you know, it's funny, we actually met in Japan. So like for the first time. So we like, not only did we meet in Japan, we did our last shows ever together in Japan. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, then we did like, you know, after that we came home and wrote for the record, did pre-pro for You're Not You in the studio. Then we left for the Census Fail tour in the US. We did that whole thing. And then right after that tour, we flew back to the studio and actually recorded the record. And then we just kind of hung out and then went on Warped Tour all summer and stuff like that. So that, you know, that was fun. And Yeah, then a small Canadian run, and then home for a month, and now we're here. So, fairly busy year for sure, but productive at the very least. So that was good.
And your record came out. You're not you anymore. How were the reactions to that?
Really good, honestly. Yeah, like it's been with our band. I find that when we put out new material, it kind of takes it like it takes a while to grow on people. You know what I mean? Like that was sort of the same with Current and Hell and Home and Tragedy. It was all sort of like, you know, we had Current Will Carry Us, that we put out Hell and Home, and everyone's like, yeah, this is cool, but you know, Current's better. And then it's like, you know, the next year we put out Tragedy, and then they're like, Tragedy's fine, but like Hell and Home's now the best record for sure. But when we put out You're Not You, everybody just like, it seemed like it kind of blew up, and everybody was just like, nope, this is the best Counterparts record for sure. Like this is the coolest record. And you know, despite like the member changes and all of that stuff, the reaction's been really, really cool. Like, you know, this tour, so we were playing songs off the record on the Canadian tour, but it had just come out. So, you know, obviously kids don't really like know the words and stuff yet. So this is sort of the first tour that we did playing a lot of new songs, and like the reaction live is crazy. Like everybody knows all the words already. Like they know, you know, they know when to pit, they know when to yell the words and stuff. And it's just like, it's very, very, it's seemingly a very easy, easy transition to the next record. So yeah, it's been really cool. Mm-hmm.
We're here now to talk about your records 2017.
Okay.
I don't know what these are. Do you know what these are?
I do, yeah. So I think my favorite release this year, my most listened to release, would be Mourn by Corbin. That's probably my favorite. It's like, you know, really cool. I mean, we've a bunch of us, like, you know, we followed him from back when he was like Spooky Black and he was doing that thing. But his new, like, reinvention, just as, you know, just as Corbin and stuff like that, it's a way, like, darker vibe, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. It has this, like, very grim, like, landscape to it, even though it's more of, like, an R&B-ish kind of record. But, you know, when you, like, see the album cover and you see him on it and stuff like that, you're like, you know, this looks like it could be a black metal record. But, you know, but he's very much, you know, it's a very like dark and like brooding kind of record, and it's but yeah, super catchy. Like his voice is incredible. So that's probably my most listened to record this year. The Movements record that came out is awesome. You know what I mean? Like Feel Something is great. We met those guys on that Senses Fail tour, and that was the first time I'd heard of Movements. And you know, like every night, like they were, I felt kind of stupid because I'd never really like listened to them before, mm-hmm. but when they would play every night, like their reaction was really good. And I was like, man, like this band's awesome. So on that tour, they started playing new stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I think they were playing like Deadly Dull and
Colorblind.
I think maybe Colorblind on that tour. Or it might've been Full Circle, but yeah, so they started playing new songs, and I was just like, this band's like sick. Like this mm-hmm. band, you know, like they're going to do really well. And, you know, Fearless or Hopeless, one of the two, some label with less at the end of it. They put the record out, and yeah, I think it was, you know, I think it was an awesome step for the band. And like, clearly like everybody that was a fan before loves the record, and they're gaining all these new fans and stuff like that. So it's really cool that, you know, it's nice that our friends are making great music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I loved the EP, but oh, then yeah, I listened sure. to the record, to the full. I think it was the first record.
I think it was the first full length. Yeah,
and I had to listen to it more often before I really yep. liked it.
Yeah,
but they canceled the show. They
yeah, should yeah, have played, yeah. Like, unfortunately,
on Monday
yeah.
with Tiny Moving Parts.
Yeah,
it would
yep.
have been perfect.
Yeah, it would have been awesome. Yeah, it was funny like that. So that tour was supposed to be over here around the time of this tour, and also, we Comeback Kid, Every Time I Die, Knock Loose is over here. You know, a bunch more of our friends. Like, it's funny, we have so many of our friends are in Europe right now, but we're missing them by a day. Like, it sucks. You know what I mean? Because it's just, you want to see your friends, like, especially when you're on tour. If you can like meet up, it's always really fun. But I'm sure we'll see all those bands again. You know, we'll always be touring together. You know, I'm sure for years and years to come. So. You know, other stuff, I mean, like the new, like Straight From The Past record came out, like, you know, really cool record. Like, again, really good friends of ours. Stick To Your Guns, like that record, you know, like they're, again, like it's sick. Like all of our friends are putting out really good material. So it's, we're lucky to have friends that are like great people, but they're also like really good musicians and stuff like that. So you kind of feed off each other, you know what I mean? Like, it's when you see your friends doing cool things, you're like, yeah, I want to do that stuff too. So, you know, other, like a lot of, like, you know, my most listened to records, like not a record, but all of the Pale Wave singles. Mm-hmm. I love that band. I can't wait for the full length whenever it happens. Again, going back to last year, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're managed and the record's produced by George and Maddie from the 1975. So it has a very 1975 vibe to it. And, you know, it's just really good, fun, like catchy music. So yeah, that's one that we jam a lot. I've only been listening to it for like, I think it only came out a little while ago, like maybe like a month or so ago, but like the Midnight, that record, mm-hmm. is awesome. Again, like more 80s worship, you know, saxophone vibe, neon kind of band, but you know, it's all really cool. So mm-hmm.
yeah, so everyone posting the artwork of this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stuff, yeah, yeah.
Like everyone who's on tour here.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. We like, so our driver, the guy who drove us on Warped Tour, Cameron, he just sent me a link to one of the songs, and he's just like, listen to this as soon as you wake up. So I woke up and jammed it, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then like a week later, Tyler, our bass player, was like, Blake, have you listened to this band, The Midnight, yet? And he's like, no. So we started jamming it. And then, you know, it was just like a staple, you know, it's always on in the green room. And then, you know, we're like, everyone on the tour is kind of coming by being like, what is this? Like, what band is this? This is sick, you know? And then, now you pretty much like, you can't really go in the venue without hearing like a saxophone solo or something anymore. Like, it's just like someone's always listening to it. So it's cool.
And how much are you looking forward to the new 1975 record in, I think, April?
Yeah. I think it's sometime next year. I'm looking forward to it. It's cool. Cause like, so I can't say too much yet, but us and Straight From The Path are going to be hanging out together in April. It doesn't matter. I think the tour is getting announced Monday, so I don't really care. And if it's not, whatever, they can take me to court. But we're doing Australia together. And the last time, when I Like It When You Sleep came out, us and Straight From The Path were over here together. And so I remember, like, because Drew's obviously like a massive fan of the band too. And so it was like the day that it leaked, like somebody just sent me a link and was like, yo, 1975 leaked. And I was like, Drew, all right, let's go. Like, let's go on the bus. We're doing this. So before the show, we like went on the bus and turned it up so loud. And we just listened to like the whole record. And it was cool. So hopefully we can do that again. But this time it'll be in Australia. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what to make of like his Twitter and stuff like that. And like all the stuff being like, you know, it's our last record. And then Drive Like I Do is going to be a thing again. And I'm just like, it's hard to follow for sure. So I'm kind of just like, all right, I don't care. Like, just give me the music. Like, just keep writing music. I don't care if it's for the 1975 or if it's for Drive Like I Do or if it's like a solo thing. Like, as long as they keep providing me with songs to listen to, that's all that matters. So. Mm-hmm.
So at the end, what was your favorite thing about 2017?
This year, I think like putting up the record. I think, putting out two records, you know, because we did Counterparts, and then my other band, and we also put out our first like EP. It's pretty much a demo, but it just happens to sound good because we recorded with Will, our guitar player, who records all the Counterparts stuff. But yeah, like, you know, the end, like the shows at the end were really, really cool. Like the response to both records has been crazy. So, you know, it's like my one goal this year. Like, I was like, I want to be able to brag so bad that I can say, like, in like the fall of 2017, like, I had two records on the Billboard chart and it like actually happened. So I was like, yes, all right, this is sick. So very, very cool. It's a cool brag for me for sure. Let's see if I can get more money out of it or something. But but yeah, I think that's probably my favorite thing that's happened all year for sure.
Thank you again for sitting down with me.
No problem. Anytime.
We'll do that next year again.
Of course. Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll go over everything I said today. Again.
And 2016.
Yeah. So yeah. Exactly. Just... Yeah. We'll keep doing it every year. Yeah. Like, you still like the 1975? Like, yeah. Of course. But yeah. No. It's always fun to talk to you. So thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.